I'm dreaming of a no COVID Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where Trump ain't lying and folks ain't dying and bodies aren't laid out in the snow. Oh, oh. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you enjoyed my little opening jingle. I sang that myself. How about that? As you can maybe hear, I got a head cold. I had a head cold when I sang that song. It's gotten a little worse since then, but yeah, it turned out all right, despite the head cold. So I'm sick again. Can you believe this? I mean, fuck 2020, right? Yeah, so I'm sick again. I just got out of the hospital a couple of months ago, and somehow I'm ill again. So, whatever. This year just fucking sucks, man. Hopefully you're managing to have a good Christmas. My family called off Christmas this year. So, yeah. I'm just chilling out today, catching up on some stuff that I have been neglecting. So hopefully you're either being productive or you're relaxing or you're enjoying the company of people who are COVID-free. So let's see. Before I get into today's topic, which is going to be a little bit more fun than normal, you may have seen the rant that I posted last night on the website regarding the truth of the stuff that I publish. I keep getting these people on my website that keep claiming that I'm making this stuff up or whatever, or that I'm gullible, or I don't know what their point is, but I'm just going to reiterate that the stuff that I publish is the truth. These are people that I get to know personally, that I've developed relationships with. I vet their stories as much as I possibly can. And I will say that my instincts for this kind of thing is usually a pretty good. You know, given the amount that I actually do vet the stories, that I typically get these things right. I have messed up every so often, but I take and I retract stories that I discover that are false. But almost all the time, the stories are accurate and they're true. So I don't know what kind of proof I would need to produce in order to prove that these stories are 100% true. I don't know. Blood, semen samples, hair follicle samples, video evidence. From three sources. I mean, what? I don't know. I just think to myself, reporters report news based on sourcing, right? And they're not required to produce their sources or to going to a court of law every single time they publish a story in order to prove 100% that they're true. What I think it comes down to is this. The doubters that I have on the stuff that I publish are people who have never experienced the alpha fag dynamic personally, and so they think that because it hasn't happened to them for whatever reason, that it just can't be true. But see, I've experienced it a lot of times, and I know that these things are possible. I know what alphas are capable of doing or making happen, make things happen, you know. And I've heard all sorts of bizarre stories about how these things come about. And so none of it surprises me, you know, usually. I have had a couple that really blew me away, but because of my experiences, I know that these things are possible, and so it doesn't surprise me. But for people out there who are living their life through their computers and they don't experience anything for themselves, they don't have an alpha to serve and have never served an alpha or whatever, I'm sure that these stories not only seem fake because they haven't experienced it, but it probably bothers them because they're unfulfilled people. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to post that rant because I thought, you know, I want to put this out in the public view. I'm not going to hide anything about it. I did send the post to Masters Kyle and Sir Rob, and Master Kyle, typical how he is, he just like laughed and thought, he said something like, I forget exactly how he put it, but he said that these people are, you know, not even worth thinking about. Typical alpha, you know. Anyway, he's right. So, anyway, I don't know if any of you are having the kind of Christmas that Master Nick and his four faggots are. I don't know if you saw the post this morning, but Master Nick's gifts to his four faggots in Toronto was a Christmas cunting. He cunted Yule and Oliver yesterday, and this morning Alex and Lee got it. So got their present right up their pussy. So yeah, so Christmas came early in Master Nick's household. So they all got their stocking stuffed. I messed that up, man. Damn. So I don't know if you are out, any of you faggots are out there getting your stocking stuffed today on Christmas, or if any alphas are being serviced by their faggots. I hope so. That kind of leads into what I was going to talk about today. I've never really been much of a Christmas person at all. I'm not particularly religious, and so Christmas has never really meant anything to me other than it's a day off and a day to hang out with family and friends or whatever. And usually, that's how most times, you know, alphas will go and spend time with their family, and they don't use their faggots on Christmas a lot of the time, you know. So, In my life, I haven't really served many alphas on Christmas. I only have a couple of instances where Christmas was really involved at all in my service to an alpha. The first one is most directly involved with Christmas. Right toward the tail end of my slut period in my early 20s, I started serving an older alpha. His name was Jerry, and Jerry was 19, almost 20 years older than me. Okay, and it was about 20 years, and so he was a single straight alpha male, and he lived in a condo, and he was wild for somebody his age. I guess as a young person, I guess you expect somebody that's 20 years older than you to act more mature than you, different. But Jerry, Alpha Jerry, was not like that. And he was kind of just one of those guys that never grew up, sort of. I mean, like, when I watch Napoleon Dynamite and I see Uncle Rico, I think of Master Jerry. So, if that gives you any idea about what I'm talking about. So, anyway, I had a key to his condo, and part of my duties to him was domestic, which I love, So on Christmas Eve, he was working that day, and he told me that he wanted his apartment, or I mean his condo. It was like an apartment-like condo, so he wanted it cleaned, so I was cleaning in the early afternoon, and I got this idea that I might surprise him when he got home from work. So I went and bought one of those stick-on bows, that you buy at like Walgreens or something, and in fact, I think I did buy it at Walgreens. So, and I got ready, So, he didn't come back to the condo after work like he was supposed to. And so I was waiting around and waiting around. And finally, he came back like a couple of hours late. And he was drunk. He had gone over to his friend's house, and they were drinking after work. And so, anyway, I heard him coming up. There were wood stairs outside leading up to the condo, and you could hear people walking up there. When I heard him walking up, I was naked, and I put the bow on my ass, and I got into the bitch position by the tree, this kind of crappy tree that he had set up. And he came through the door and saw me positioned in the bitch position like this, smiling, like a goofball. And he laughed out loud said something like, "That's where I like to see, faggot," or something like that. And then he got undressed and just like pounced on me and fucked the hell out of me for forever. It took forever because he was drunk, so like he didn't come very quickly at all. And he bred me a couple of times, and then he went and passed out. Stuck out with me is that ordinarily he would have me sleep in bed with him if he had me stay over, and this time when I went to go get into bed, he said, "Not tonight, faggot. I want to be alone." He goes, "Go sleep on the couch, or you can go home," is what he said. So I was like, "Oh, okay." So I slept on the couch so I could make him breakfast in the morning. So, but that's one of the stories I have. The other kind of Christmas-related story that I have, I was serving this Black Alpha. I swear to God, I just recently, my phone popped up his name and his number, his old number. It was a Black Alpha. His name's Steven. I think I told this story on the website somewhere, but I think I just threw in a placeholder name because I couldn't remember his name, but it's Steven. So, and he was a very wealthy, young Black Alpha male. I'll never forget the when I first met him. We met online, you know, and then we decided to meet up. And so, and he had this white car, and it was like a Mercedes or something like that. I don't really know the brand, but it was like some very expensive car, a Lexus or something. So, anyway, this happened right around Christmas. It was like a week or two before Christmas. And his businesses had been shut down for the holidays or whatever. And so he, one night, he said he wanted to use me. So he took me out to one of his properties. It was not finished. This property was unfinished. It had walls up, but it was framed inside, but it wasn't finished, you know. And for whatever reason, he had a hot tub already set up out there. So he probably used it to fuck women. You know, he was a straight alpha. So, anyway, it was very cold there that week right before Christmas, and he had already had the hot tub running. I guess I don't know. It was already boiling hot, and it was just starting to snow when we got there. So he told me to take off all my clothes, and I did. And he got naked too, and we got into the hot tub. And we just sat out in the hot tub for a while. And the snow was coming down, and it was dead quiet because it was out in the kind of out off a ways from away from the road. It was not like in a neighborhood or something. This was a property out like in the woods, you know. And it was deathly quiet, and just the snow was coming down in this hot water. And I just remember it being so magical out there. Honestly, it was really one of the most magical nights. And he sat up on the rim of the hot tub, and he said, "Come over here and suck my dick." And so I swam over to him, and I sucked him off for a while. And then he said, he goes, "I want you to come with me." And so we got out of the tub and we went inside the house. Well, it was sort of a house. It was going to be a house. And he laid me down a mattress and stuff set up like a bed, but it was on the floor. It was not on a bed frame. And he laid me down on face down on that mattress, and he had me lift my ass up in the air, and he got behind me and he started licking my ass. And I mean, eating my ass is more like it. I mean, like, It was the very best rim job I've ever experienced, and I'm not somebody that, I feel weird when alphas lick my ass because it's just, it shouldn't be about me at all. I'm just self-conscious when I'm receiving pleasure, but the way he was doing it and how insistent he was, like, it just blew my mind, honestly. Like, it was, I never experienced anything like that before that. You know, I'd had men lick my ass. It's kind of just a thing to do before they fuck me. But he loved licking my ass, like, really loved it. And I almost passed out. Like, I was literally just a puddle of nothing by the time he got finished doing that. And he could have told me to jump off a cliff and I would have just done it. I was hypnotized by it, you know. And then he pushed me down flat on my stomach and he clamped his legs outside my legs, clamped my legs together and stuck his dick inside me. And then just fucked the hell out of me right there until he cunted me and then he bred me. And like, I mean, even now, just thinking back on it, just kind of, I get a white on just thinking about it. Okay. Master Steven was amazing. I don't know. He was serious with some girl, and so I don't know if he ever got married. I stopped hearing from him, so he maybe did get married. I don't know, but that was one of my favorite Christmas episodes right there. Let's just say that I was not coherent even a couple weeks later when Christmas happened. My family thought I was, you know, I had brain damage because I couldn't hardly talk. You know, that's how profound that experience was. So anyway, those are my Christmas stories. I'd love to hear yours. So you should write to me about your Christmas stories with your alphas or faggots and... yeah, I'd love to hear them. So anyway, I hope you all have a merry, merry Christmas, and I hope we all have a better new year, okay? We all could use a really great 2021. So here's to that. Anyway, I'm gonna go get drunk now, I think. So behave yourself, everybody, okay? Merry Christmas. I love you. Bye.
I'm dreaming of a no COVID Christmas, just like the one I used to know, where Trump ain't lying and folks ain't dying and bodies aren't laid out in the snow.